Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hallelujah.
Can you celebrate this, Joel?
We truly worship you, our Father. We truly worship you this morning, O God, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. El Shaddai. Nathaniel Bassey this morning, 46 after 5, that is your time. Siam Dumiso Tiko, Siam Vumik Senuko Bayanungu Yehova. We are reading from the book of Genesis chapter 17 this morning, Basalwane. We are hearing the voice of the Lord encourage the church this morning. We are going to raise up prayers for the church. Last week we were praying for our country. This week we are going to be raising up prayers for the church. We are going to raise up prayers for the body of Christ this morning across the globe in South Africa. For all offices in the church this morning. Oto tikoku Abraham in verse 3. At this, Abraham fell face down on the ground. Then God said to him, "This is my covenant with you. I will make you the father of a multitude of nations." Hallelujah. What's more, I am changing your name. It will no longer be Abram. Instead, you will be called Abraham. For you will be the father of many nations. I will make you extremely fruitful. Your descendants will become many nations, and kings will be amongst them. Hallelujah. The descendants of the church will spread across the nations, fulfilling the great commission. This morning, we are declaring, Barcelona, fulfilling the great commission to go out into the earth and make disciples of all nations, to teach each and every nation everything that we have learned from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, to take Oku Abram as a covenant promise. It's not just a daily, everyday. It's a covenant promise. That means the one who promised, it is impossible for him to lie. The Bible says he watches over his word to see that it performs itself. When it has gone out from his mouth, it cannot return to him void. The Lord is promising Abraham, what's more, I am changing your name. Hallelujah, Barcelona. I am changing your name. It will no longer be Abraham. Instead, you will be called Abraham, for you will be the father of many nations. I will make you extremely fruitful. Your descendants will become many nations, and kings will come from amongst them. You know, one of the things that the Lord has just been ministering to me about the church is that he is creating capacity, Barcelona. You see, when the Lord creates capacity, you must ask a pregnant woman. When she finds out at 3 weeks that she is pregnant, the pregnancy is there, I speak. But there is capacity that must be created in the period of 9 months, where the child will grow in the tummy, where the child will develop in the tummy, where the child will gain its personality in the tummy, where the child will form its DNA, its bone structure, its marrow, its vein. It's everything in the tummy. Capacity must be created. If you look at the journey of Abraham between Genesis chapter 12 and Genesis chapter 20, Barcelona, and 21, where Isaac is born. Chapter 12, God is calling Abraham out of his country. After that, he begins to set out Abraham's life in such an order, including the tithe that was given to Melchizedek. Everything set out in order, destroying Sodom, so that the gods of Sodom, so that imikhuba ye Sodom do not come and steal away from the blessing of Abraham, seeing that they were neighbors, so that imikhuba ye Sodom do not come and become part of a covenant people that God is establishing through Abraham. All of this time, God had to do it. The promise is in motion, but the timing according to Abraham, it was too much to bear. But the timing according to God was in perfect synchrony according to the things that needed to be done. The divine fulfillment of things that needed to take place before Isaac was born, before the next generation was established. We see Utiko destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. We see God showing mercy on Lot. We see God punishing doubt and unbelief in the wife of Lot, who turned to become a pillar of salt. We see even the issue between Abimelech and Abraham. We see how God is setting up indlela ka Abraham between the promise and the manifestation. Barcelona, creating capacity. Allow the Lord to create capacity in your life. In the book of Joshua chapter 3, Makasfundu Joshua chapter 3, I was very encouraged just looking at umsebenzi webandla, that we are not called, Barcelona, to observe the times and the seasons according to the changing of the sky, but we observe the times and the seasons according to the promise of God. In Joshua chapter 3, I'm going to read from verse 7. The Lord told Joshua, "Today I will begin to make you a great leader." Hallelujah, Barcelona. This word is coming ahead of a testing trial, a trial, an instruction that would cost, that would test the obedience of Joshua, that would test the obedience of the priesthood at the time, that would test the obedience of the church. Today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. They will know that I am with you, just as I was with Moses. Give this command to the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. Oh my God, and stop there. Now the Bible tells us, Barcelona, if you read, at this time it was harvest time, therefore the banks of the Jordan were overflowing. Ah, which means if they were overflowing, anything could have happened. The instruction is not that we should move forward because the situation is conducive. The instruction is not that we should stand upon the promises of God because there is funding, because the choir is ready to practice, because the intercessors are in their position, because of a fundisi who promised to walk with us are continuing the journey, because those who are supposed to help us carry the ark are available. No. The instruction is in spite of it all, in spite of the waters overflowing. The order and the instruction to the priesthood is that you must step into the river, take three steps, and then stop there, right there in the raging river. So Joshua told the Israelites, come and listen to what the Lord your God says. Today you will know that the living God is amongst you. He will surely drive out the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Jebusites ahead of you. Look, the Ark of Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, will lead you across the Jordan River. What will lead you, Barcelona? Is it your team of intercessors? Is it your associate pastor? No. What will lead you across the Jordan River, where God is sending you today to go and conquer the land and fulfill the promise? You see, Barcelona, there's something really powerful that we need to understand, that the Lord desires that the church be a manifestation of the promise that he has made. And so the church has to be obedient. It is upon the obedience of the church that the promise will be manifested. When Abraham was struggling, yes, Ishmael manifested, but the Lord ensured that everything works in synchrony, that at some point Sarah will come to the party, that at some point the faith of Abraham will be healed, that at some point everything will come into perfect timing, so that Isaac, the son of the promise, will be born. And so we are looking at this story this morning, and we are understanding the time that it is in the church. We've got competing ideas. We've got competing zininzi kuningi antichrist ngapha kuningi, but the promise of the Lord to the church that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you, it stands this morning. It stands for the ones who are discouraged. It stands for the ones who have decided to write off the church. You see, the problem is that we cannot write off the church because we are not the owners of the church. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of all who believe. He is the head head of the church, Masalane, while he is interceding right now at the right hand of the Father. He is crying out on behalf of the church. He desires to come back to this church, to a church that is without spot, no blemish this morning. Joshua chapter 3, verse 11. Look, the Ark of Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, will lead you across the Jordan River. Now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. The priests will carry the Ark of the Covenant. Who will carry the Ark? Who will carry the presence of the Lord? Basalane, the priests will carry the Ark of Covenant. Not anybody else, but the priesthood is expected to take the responsibility of cleansing themselves, of preparing themselves, of walking circumspectly before God, so that we can be carriers of the covenant of God. We can be carriers of the promise of God. We can be carriers of the things that the Lord has spoken to the church in our generation, in our lifetime. We can be carriers of the promise of God, so that God can make manifest this promise in our lifetime. The priests will carry the Ark of the Lord and the Lord of all the earth. As soon as their feet touch the water, as soon as whose feet touch the water, Basalone, as soon as the feet of the priests touch the raging situation, as soon as the priests stop being afraid and hiding behind all sorts of things this morning, and being courageous and bold to believe the word that God has spoken in your life. And yes, I know I am speaking right to the root of discouragement this morning in the name of Jesus. As soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of the water will be cut off upstream, and the river will stand up like the wall. So the people left their camp to cross the Jordan River, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of Covenant went ahead of them. It was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the water at the river's edge, the water above that point began backing up a great distance away at a town called Adam, hear my God, which is here, which is near Zarathan, and the water below that point flowed onto the Dead Sea, hallelujah, until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Glory be to Jesus, right smack bang in the middle of the town that leads them into the promised land. I will make and fulfill the promise I made to Abraham, that the land that now belongs to the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, will be yours. But the instruction, it includes that you believe in the divine promise of God. The instruction includes that you let go of your fear, that you do not look at the raging seas, that you do not look at anything around you this morning, that you be courageous to believe the God who spoke to you. Step into the raging water. I am El Shaddai, and I will be your exceedingly great reward. That is the word of the Lord to somebody this morning. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am the Lord your God. Serve me and walk before me circumspectly, and I will be your exceedingly great reward, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love.
on 657 AM.
Kuwe wedwa Thixo wethu namandla phezu kokuphila kwethu ekuseni. Somandla ngegama lika Yesu Kristu, we want to bring the church before you this morning. We want to bring umtshakazi wakho before you ekuseni nje Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu. Sisithi bawo nalibandla silibeka phambi kwenyawo zakho ekuseni. Sisithi Thixo wethu nanku umtshakazi wakho Somandla uzokhothama uyakhahlela kuwe uyakhaba uyakhahlela kuwe uzokuvuma ukuba wena nguYehova nanku umtshakazi Somandla uzovuma ukuba indlela ibende Thixo wethu olungileyo nanku umtshakazi uzovuma Somandla uba amanxeba Nkosi yamakhosi agqigqigazi nanku umtshakazi Somandla uzovuma uba amandla Thixo wethu anciphile ekuseni nanku umtshakazi Somandla uzovuma ekuseni ukuba ukholo luyantenga ntenga Thixo wethu ukuba mathemba aphelile Thixo wethu olungileyo nanku umtshakazi esokuvuma ukuba wena unguThixo okwazi uvuselela ithemba Thixo wethu okwazi uvuselela ukholo lwethu okwazi ukondla zonke izinto okwazi Thixo wethu uthatha izinto ezingekhoyo uzibumbe kube ngathi kudala zabakho Thixo wethu unguThixo okwazi Nkosi yamakhosi ukusityala emhlabeni inyawo zethu zibethelelwe Thixo namandla onke utya uhlaba iintsika zethu emhlabeni sime Thixo wethu kungabikho nto isishukumisayo unguThixo othembisileyo that those who trust in you they are like Mount Zion they will not be moved my father this morning we want to thank you Thixo wethu for the divine promise that you are making to us this morning the divine promise mighty God that you are El Shaddai to your church that you are our exceedingly great reward we want to thank you for revival in our spirits this morning we want to thank you mighty God that you are standing mighty God you are fighting for the church this morning you are fighting for the true church you are fighting for the remnant you are not fighting for those mighty God who are delighted Thixo wethu by the unctions of their flesh but you are fighting this morning mighty God for those whose robes mighty Father have not been soiled in sin for those whose robes are washed in the blood of the Lamb Thixo namandla onke for those whose minds are set on you this morning and we bless you mighty God that glorious is your light over the church glorious is your doing over the church this morning we want to thank you Gebawo we pray mighty Father this morning for the heads of the church mighty Father the leaders in the church this morning we are praying for all the ministries in the church we are praying for all the departments of the functions of the gifts in the church this morning Salela mzali wethu kubekho ukuphila once again in our congregations kubekho ukuphila once again mighty God in the places of worship where your name is exalted we thank you and we bless you this morning in the name of Jesus Father we want to pray for organizations Mighty God, that you have appointed for such a time as this. We want to pray for organizations, mighty God, that may not necessarily be the church, but that carry your covenant Thixo namandla onke. Some organizations are busy with missions. Some organizations are busy with radio ministry. Some organizations this morning, they are busy with evangelism. Some organizations are busy with empowering the church. Some organizations are busy with fundraising. Bless them today, Thixo namandla onke. Some organizations are busy with administration. Bless them today, Thixo olunge kakhulu. Ukuze umsebenzi webandla, Thixo namandla onke ume Somandla. Ibandla lakho libe namandla, Thixo wethu lihlaziyeke emandleni ekuseni. In the name of Jesus, kumthandazo wethu this morning, we want to thank you for your blessing and your reminder, ekuseni nje, Thixo wethu, that you are indeed our exceedingly great reward. Uzungoyike imphefumulo wami. Inkosi yethu iyakuhlangula ihambe nawe ekuseni uzungoyiki mphefumulo wami in the name of Jesus
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet join this life on 657 AM
do you need prayer whatsapp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.